This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now,
this is 60 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
All right, thanks for being here. And that was, you said finally, Greg. I assume you meant that meant finally for the cut sheet part one.
Yes, of course.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you meant finally for Biden. That's what occurred to me after I said that.
Well, it was finally for Biden, but, you know, we have plenty of...
So finally for both.
Yes.
You sure?
I'm 100% sure.
All right. This is a story that I can't believe this. It did not get any national attention. Oregon fans played BYU on Saturday, and they won the game. But there were these chants from the students, the Oregon fans and students chanting, F the Mormons.
Oh, man.
F the Mormons.
Yeah.
And the question that's being asked by a lot of people is, where was the coverage of this in the media? I only saw this on Outkick, outkick.com. I did not see this make the national news. I mean, could you imagine if you were sitting up there going, you know, F, and then pick another religious group, you know, F the Muslims, for example? I mean, my God, right?
Yeah.
It would be Trump's America, the hatred, white supremacy, or like that. You stand up and you go, F the Mormons. They're like, eh, who cares?
Yeah, I haven't seen this anywhere.
Is the most abundant.
Did you hear about this, Dawn? Did you hear about the story?
No, not at all. It's quite shocking.
And Oregon tweeted out to all BYU football fans in attendance at today's game, we would like to apologize for the actions of the students in attendance. We do not condone or support any hateful speech directed toward one's religion, and we're ashamed of those who participated. And yeah, F the Mormons. And it wasn't just like one or two, it was the whole section that was doing it too.
Yeah, and this comes at a time, Rich, when we talked about last week or the week after or the week before the BYU volleyball game, right? Where they apparently screamed racial epithets to a African American player,
which did not happen. It was a fugazi.
And this one, there's actually video of it, and nobody covers it. Gotcha.
I mean, it's I'm not. It's a.
Whoa. Who's playing that?
I hit the thing. I thought it was muted. Sorry, you dumped that?
Yeah.
All right, good. That was on my computer. I tried to hit mute, but yeah, I didn't. I mean, that was, you know, F the Mormons. The whole section chanting it.
Yep.
It wasn't just like one or two people.
No.
And it's got zero media attention. That's amazing to me that nobody's covering this.
And by the way, this game was nationally televised on Saturday. It was on. I mean, I was watching the Penn State game, but it was 100% on maybe NBC or something. So a lot of people, I'm sure, heard it. Whereas the BYU volleyball game was not nationally televised or covered. So I don't know. It's funny to me that they didn't use this as an example of, hey, you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, so ESPN wrote about that whole Fugazi volleyball thing, right? ESPN
yes.
covered that
yes.
extensively. Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking on ESPN's website. There's not a single word. And ESPN is so woke nowadays. There's not a single word about what happened with the BYU game. Not one.
And there's actually video of this.
There's actually video yes. of them, of the entire section chanting F the Mormons. Not a single coverage of this. outside of some local regional coverage in the area and Outkick.com, that's it.
Yeah,
that's all there is. I don't think, you know, and again, I'm just pointing out the fact that Mormons are, for the most part, largely percentage wise white people, and you know, the media doesn't think that that's a big deal. Now, I don't look, it's a dumb chant,
yes,
and I
exactly.
don't, you know, it's stupid, and I'm sure that they were not intending to be hate crime or hate speech. They're making, you know, they're dumb people making dumb comments.
They're kids.
But they're kids, yeah. But the point is, in this day and age we live in, that's supposed to go nuclear. And if it was directed at any other religion, it would be nuclear. It would be a sign of America crumbling, Trump's winning, blah, 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 hate speech, white supremacy on the rise. You know, and they would use that moment for that.
Yep.
They would use that moment to advance that agenda. They're like, oh, wait, there was an F the blank. Which religious group? Mormons?
Yeah, boring. Now,
forget it. What Wait, he said, F the Muslims? Let's get down there. Get the camera crew. No. Mormons. Oh.
This is who America is now.
Yeah. You imagine just sitting around the table, the CNN conference room, like, this is Trump's America. They're yelling, F the Muslims. Get everybody there now. Drop what you're doing and get there. Talk to these kids about how hurt they are and their harm and how they don't feel safe. And wait, what? F the Mormons.
Yeah,
okay. Oh.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know what? Why don't you stand by in case a plane goes missing? We can't risk, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. They were chanting, lucky Mormons, nothing to see here. Yeah, I don't think so. 855-839-1210. Yeah, again, I mean, I think it's stupid, but we live in an age where this is supposed to be, you go nuclear, you scream hate speech, you scream crimes. What happened with this volleyball game was, this woman said people in the stands, BYU students, no, Duke students, were chanting, you know, we're saying all these horrible things about her and calling her the N-word and everything else. And that became national. The coach canceled games, right? It was a national conversation.
Yes. CNN, Don Lemon had a full panel to discuss this,
yeah,
and how it's affecting the psyche of America.
Literally the psyche,
yep,
of America.
Yep.
And that was not on video. In fact, that's the reason they went and they looked at video. They spent 50 hours looking through video, combing through video, isolating audio, removing the audio, putting the audio back in, removing the video. They subpoenaed the hell out of this thing, and they found zero evidence that this guy, this particular person in the volleyball audience, was saying anything hateful, but it became national news regardless of that fact. These are people on video chanting F the Mormons, and the media's like, eh. Queen's dead. We gotta cover the queen. These people are the biggest hypocrites and frauds. I'm telling you, they really are. It's amazing. Yes. 855-839-1210.
You want to do a daily? You want to do our queen check-in?
Oh yes. Here at it's 8:09 a.m. Actually, we'll do. Let's see, 8:10 officially here on the Zioli Show, and Queen Elizabeth still dead.
Okay, thank you for
you're welcome.
Thank
well
you.
The next check on the Queen will be at 8:20.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, very good.
That's right. Okay.
And this is stupid too. HBO is now removing. So they have these old movie posters, you know what I mean? Warren Beatty and Julie Christie and McCabe and Mrs. Miller. It's an old movie, and in the old movie poster, you can clearly see that Warren Beatty has a cigar in his hand. Well, now HBO Max is photoshopping those old movie posters and taking the cigarettes and the cigars out of the movie posters. So now it just looks like Warren Beatty just holding up two fingers.
Oh, for God's sake.
Since the cigar is no longer in his hand. And they're doing this with a lot of movies, too. They have, let's see here. Let me click on the thing. My computer got a little slow. The Life and Times of Judge Roy Bean, an old Paul Newman flick, right? In the original poster, he's standing there. He's got his hat on. He's got a cigarette in his mouth. Well, now in the new one, that's gone. So it looks like he's just like he's doing like a little thing. You know when people try to squash people from far away?
Sure, yeah.
I will crush you like a bug.
Yeah,
looks like he's doing that right outside his mouth. Or maybe he's popping a zit. Because he doesn't have a cigarette in his hand, but his hand is still there by his mouth. So it looks like he's possibly now chewing on his nails. Which I think changes the character of Judge Roy Bean.
Just a little bit.
A little goofy.
Yeah. If he's got to sit there cleaning, you know, chewing on his nails because possibly he's nervous. Wow. That's so dumb. Why do we live in such dumb times? Can anyone explain this to me?
Focusing on, you know, smoking and in old movie posters.
Kirk Douglas and Henry Fonda, there was a crooked man, big cigar in his hand. And then in the new movie picture, nope, just his empty fingers, like he's waiting for, I don't know, or he's showing people the size of his manhood. That's what it looks like now. The original Fallen Angels poster, which shows the characters smoking cigarettes, all those cigarettes have now been chopped out of their hands. Why? This is so dumb. What is the point of doing that? I don't understand. Are they going to go back now and selectively edit these movies and TV shows to remove smoking scenes? Like Mad Men, for example, where everybody's smoking in basically every second of the show?
I mean, they add disclaimers now, so I would think that the next thing we do is to eliminate them or don't show them on regular TV. You know, you have to have a pay service of some sort to watch movies with smoking in them.
Or maybe they'll black it out like they do a guy's junk. You know, they'll just put like a black thing over the cigarette. Like, what the hell's he doing?
The FCC now can worry about smoking on TV rather than, you know,
rather than what we say on the radio.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Juliana's in North Carolina. Juliana, thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app, I'm assuming, from North Carolina. We appreciate it.
Hello, Rich.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm very glad to be on your show. So earlier you were talking about how on 60 Minutes last night, Biden claimed that his low poll numbers were a result of people who were psychologically unable to be happy. Well, my only response to that is, he's psychologically unable to be president. I mean, the reason why people are psychologically unhappy is because of the policies that the Democrats and his administration instated during COVID. So it's just completely absurd for him to make such a statement.
So in other words, you think people might be psychologically unhappy because they're paying $8 for a pound of ground beef?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
When they go to the grocery store and their bill is now $375, yeah, maybe that causes psychological unhappiness. I think you're correct in that. Maybe possibly the policies are making people psychologically unhappy.
That may be it.
And maybe because kids are screwed up because they were home for 2 years and were wearing masks every day. And maybe parents are psychologically unhappy because of that fact. Or maybe because parents are finding out what their kids are learning in the classroom. You're right, Juliana. All of that could contribute to people being psychologically unhappy.
Yep, I definitely think so.
Where in North Carolina are you?
I'm in Waxhaw. It's around the Charlotte area.
Nice. Do you like it down there?
Yeah, it's really nice. I actually used to live in Pennsylvania around Bucks County, and then we moved down here about 7 years ago.
Is it cheaper to live down there?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I know that there was like, you know, houses were going for a lot more money during the summer, but then the market seems to be like cooling off for sure because people can't really afford the houses at this point.
Right, yeah. Well, listen, enjoy it, and thanks for listening. It's great to hear from you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, Juliana. Thanks. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in to everything right now. Wegmans has shut down their self-checkout app to fight shoplifting. So Wegmans grocery stores, which is usually where I do my shopping, they had this app where you could scan bag and pay for groceries through the app and skip the checkout lines altogether. But they wrote now in a statement, unfortunately, the losses we are experiencing prevent us from continuing to make it available in its current state. We've made the decision to turn off the app until we can make improvements that will meet the needs of our customers and business. And they're saying that they've had record shoplifting going on right now. Now, here's the question that I have. How much of that is also because of the stupid bag ban in New Jersey? If you go into a store and you don't have a bag, And you just walk out with stuff. In the old days, that was shoplifting. You could just walk out with something. Now they don't want to. It's an awkward situation for them to be in because they don't want to question you and be like, sir, did you pay for that? Because nobody wants to be accused of stealing. So they just let it go. But what I'm wondering is how many people are taking advantage of the fact that you don't need a bag. So you go with, or how many people are taking advantage of the fact that you can bring your bag, load up stuff, and just walk right out with the bag? Because a lot of these stores are not, I mean, they don't have detectors on for every item where it's going to, you know, start ringing the shelves here. So you go in there with your reusable bag, you load up your stuff, and you just walk right out. I mean, unless they're physically watching you the entire time, and yeah, they got cameras and stuff, but how does that, doesn't change anything. And again, the store's in an awkward spot because as you're walking out with your bag, they don't want to stop you and say, excuse me, did you pay for that? Now, the difference is Costco, for example, has done that forever. You know, Costco never had bags. So everybody has to show their Costco receipt to leave the store. But that's been Costco forever. And so you're used to that. Stores now, if they start putting in people checking or questioning, for some people, they might be offended by that. Hey, where's your receipt? I don't know. I dropped it. Well, sir, we don't know if you really paid for this. Are you accusing me of stealing? You know, that's the problem right now. So, yeah, I think this stupid plastic bag ban and also paper bag ban is contributing to that, in New Jersey at least, without question it is. Without question. Wegmans has 9 New Jersey stores. And how many of those stores are seeing increased shoplifting? Increased shoplifting that's happening. It's not just Wegmans. It's other retailers as well. Because again, it's a situation now where you might see somebody walking out with a bag. You don't think they went through the register, but you're not sure they might have. But then they went back to check a price on something, or maybe they don't have anything in the bag because you know maybe they just walked in. They didn't have something. They left. It becomes really problematic, I think, for these stores. But, you know, I share with you earlier the fact that we as a country now, electric bills are soaring. The Wall Street Journal story, electric bills soar across the country as winter looms. Rising natural gas prices expected to make it even more expensive to light and heat homes in the coming months. That's from the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. And this is the reason why right now you want to call USA Insulation. Because you got to get ahead of this. It's never going away. This is the time. This is it. Biden has declared a war on energy. He did it on day one when he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. And we are seeing natural gas prices soaring to record levels. And you're going to pay more. It's a fact. So you got to insulate your home with USA Insulation. And, you know, it's not just the attic. You got to do those walls, too. You do the attic, you do the walls. It's like putting a giant winter coat and a big winter hat on when you go outside in the cold. The cold air stays out, the warm air stays in, your furnace runs less. Now that helps tremendously against rising energy costs. And you can get insulated now. I mean, right now, get energy savings right now, and you don't have to make a payment for 2 years. 2 years, and that's interest free. You can winterproof your home now with USA Insulation. You get those walls insulated from the outside. You don't see it, but boy, do you feel the difference. Get the attic insulated. The whole home is nice and warm. I think it's really important to do everything you possibly can. Whatever's in your control to get ahead of these of the prices, you got to do it. Whatever's in your control, you got to take advantage of it. And this is something you can do that's in your control. USAinsulation.net, 1-800-USA-FOAM, USAinsulation.net. Remember, I did this for my home years ago, and I'm so grateful I did. As I read these stories warning of these rising electricity prices and natural gas prices, I am really happy that our home is insulated with USAinsulation.net.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
And on the free Odyssey app.
All right, it is the time of the show where we reach out to Dawn and check in and get some news. Good morning, Dawn.
Yes, good morning on this Monday morning, September 19th. Zioli Show News Live, sponsored by Jefferson Health. So looking at the latest Philly crime stats, by the way, 388 homicides. Inquirer has an expose today about the deadliest summer on record, some eight shootings a day and what's happening with regard to the city of Philadelphia. 388 souls murdered in our city so far this year. I want to talk about police in Haverford Township warning people beyond the alert. This is Delaware County detectives investigating a series of robberies in that area of County Line Road there, one on Ardmore Avenue. So we know that three happened since last Thursday night, and we know that a woman was knocked to the ground in one of those confrontations. These are armed robbers in Haverford, so Haverford police tracking this and trying to see if it's the same group. It looks like it is, but a series of armed robberies happening there in the suburbs. And this morning, speaking of the suburbs, some Pottstown residents, and this is a Zioli Show follow-up for you, some of these residents are finally allowed back inside their homes for the first time in 5 months. So you remember we reported back in May that deadly explosion that forced an evacuation, that blast on Hale Street killing five people, including four children. It remains a mystery as authorities from multiple agencies, local, state, and federal, still investigating the cause and the source of the explosion. So today, for the first time, families speaking out saying, yes, they're allowed now. They were never allowed to even bring in their own inspectors or bring in somebody independent to do an inspection of their properties. So it's an incredible situation. 5 months later, they still don't know. Are their homes safe? What caused this thing? So hopefully these families can get some answers and we'll have some transparency in the situation for sure. We have what's going on locally is that our community, many churches, many synagogues, but especially many Catholic churches are already asking for donations as people from the Puerto Rican community prepare to head to that troubled, Puerto Rico is in big trouble this morning, as we know that more than 1.5 million people at least are without power. This is Hurricane Fiona, struck yesterday afternoon. It's now right now bearing down on the Dominican Republic, knocked out the power grid and unleashed floods and landslides happening in real time right now in Puerto Rico. So we don't have the latest. Is there a death poll? We don't have a lot of reporting on this. Obviously, all the national media, as Zioli had pointed out earlier this morning, the national media focusing on what's happening overseas in the UK with the funeral procession and the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II, but many in the local community saying, what about Puerto Rico? So up to 30 inches of rain expected to pound Puerto Rico, and so much devastation and damage. We know that President Joe Biden has declared a state of emergency and help is on the way. And you think about FEMA at the southern border, dealing with what's happening at the southern border, also in headed for Puerto Rico to help there, as yes, the president declared that state of emergency, but also in Alaska, another storm there's a state of emergency, and FEMA headed there as well. So we're seeing government resources at the federal level now being stretched thin with all of these different tragedies happening. So we're watching that very carefully. And of course, President Biden, after he declared the state of emergency, but he's in the UK physically because he and First Lady Jill Biden, of course, are there for the Queen's funeral. We also have Constitution Day week. So Zioli mentioned on Friday, of course, the Constitution Day, officially September 17th, but this entire week,
I love Constitution Day.
I know you do. So I had to say
that's my day. It's my day.
So it's your week, my friend. Marks the 230th.
Oh, they're doing the whole week?
Yeah, many places. And I know in Montgomery County, the Daughters of the Revolution ringing the courthouse bells. So our bells are working. I guess Big Ben over in the UK failed.
Big Ben is not banging?
Not banging. But
not
we
banging.
In America, we have the thanks to the Daughters of the Revolution, are ringing the bells on this today.
Good.
Monday, yeah, we're marking Constitution Day and week.
I'm so happy to hear that.
So I knew that would be music to your ears.
By the way, 8:25, Queen Elizabeth, still dead.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I had to do the update.
Yeah.
And the Dow futures way down, 268, by the way, as we look for Wednesday's big economic news, as the Fed is expected to raise rates maybe 3/4 of a percentage point. That's what's being predicted. But the Dow way down. I'll just put that in there for some financial news. And then as I get before I get to the forecast, of course, huge day for us in Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field, South Philadelphia. We're looking at our big kickoff home opener today, Eagles and the Vikings. Jefferson Health, you have a lot on your to-do list, but don't overlook the most important item, your health. The steps you take today are the first steps to a healthier tomorrow. Call Jefferson Health at 1-800-JEFF-NOW. Our NBC 10 First Alert forecast brought to you by Petrosky Physio. And yes, the forecast, it's going to be hot, even at 8:30 tonight for kickoff for the Philadelphia Eagles. So the high today in the forecast, 88 degrees. So by 8:30 kickoff at Lincoln Financial Field, it'll be low 80s, but quite muggy, by the way. And don't rule out some evening showers passing through, even thunderstorms through our region this evening. Not a washout, but weird summer-like weather for this Monday and for a football Monday. No,
is it going to hurt the game?
I don't think so. They're saying that, I think they're fast moving, you know, I don't even think they're saying storms, like major storms, but we might have some spotty thunderstorms rolling through.
Gotcha.
So you could be, it could be, what did you call it the one time? Fuzzy, sticky, I forget how you described that kind of weather, but
that humid.
And then if you get rained on, you're gonna be like wet and sticky.
It's weird because this morning it was chilly out, but humid.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you could feel the humidity even though it was chilly out.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Weird weather. And then, so tomorrow we're gonna have 83 degrees for our high. It'll feel better. 85 Wednesday. Thursday, 76. Rain moving through Thursday evening into afternoon. That tees us up for 67 degrees, a much cooler Friday. But the only day on really that I see a lot of clouds is Thursday. And then that rain overnight cooling us off. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday still look mostly sunny. But Friday, much cooler, 67 degrees. Saturday, 72. And then Sunday, 80. So we're definitely cooling off as we look ahead, way ahead through the week. Hey, if your son or daughter is struggling to recover from a sports injury, Petrosky Physio is Philadelphia's premier physical therapy center for athletes using cutting-edge one-on-one techniques so your athlete and your family can get back to peak performance. Rehab different at PetroskyPhysio.com. This is Monday Morning Edition. I know we have a huge financial interview that Zioli's doing coming up, a don't miss interview this Monday morning.
That's well, thank you, Dawn. Yes, Rich Weinstein. Well, thank you, Dawn, so much for promoting that. Rich Weinstein will be here at 8:35. We're going to talk about your 401k and whether or not your 401k is fueling woke. That's right. Something you're going to want to hear. But here at 8:29 a.m., we're now going to go live to the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II. Go ahead, Greg. Pop that up for us, will you? Yep. Let's do this. Yeah, just kidding. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. No chance. I wanted to. We usually do our big pre-show meeting at 3 a.m. every day. And my strong desire was to have the whole show take the funeral live so that I could go back to bed. However, that was quickly nixed by the brand manager, Greg Stocker, who said there is zero chance of that happening.
Zero chance.
0.0.
Yeah.
Unlike every overpaid personality on television right now, who has basically left the building.
I was just going to say, all of the morning shows have been preempted. Every single one of them, except Fox 29.
Right.
But the major ones, the network shows.
All the networks are carrying this. This is the longest funeral I've ever seen. Like this is lasting longer than the War of 1812.
So does George Stephanopoulos get to go back to bed? Like what's the? No, I'm serious. Like what is it? He comes in and be like, "No, George, you can go home. We're gonna take the Queen." He goes back home. He goes back to bed. Nice.
Right. Yeah. I guess he's back to bed. That's what he does. With his millions of dollars salary a year, millions.
Man.
Yeah,
maybe
TV hacks.
Maybe he's behind the Queen's death.
Maybe he killed her.
Yeah,
possible. You know. Look, anything's possible.
So we could, get a Monday off.
And no, we're not really accusing George Stephanopoulos of killing the Queen.
Oh,
relax.
For God's sake.
Relax. That was Reggie Jackson. Everybody knows it was Reggie Jackson.
It's true.
He finally got his revenge.
Yep.
All right, 855-839-1210. Rich Weinstein will be here as your 401k fueling woke, funding woke. Don't go away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It is Monday. Thanks for being here today. We appreciate it very, very much. Hey, are you a social justice warrior now, but you don't even realize it? That is the question this morning. It's great to welcome back to the show my buddy Rich Weinstein. Rich is a, I would say you're a citizen journalist is really how I would describe you. You've done some of the most amazing investigative journalism over the years, and I don't even think you're technically a journalist, are you, Rich?
No, I'm actually a registered investment advisor and a certified financial planner, and that's kind of how we got to where we are. That's how we got to what we're going to talk about right now.
But you also did amazing work exposing the origins of Obamacare and Jonathan Gruber and, you know, relying on the stupidity of the American people. I mean, that was all you. You brought all that stuff to the forefront.
Yeah, I tend to try to dive into whatever is impacting me, so as everybody should. So when it came to the Affordable Care Act, I lost my plan despite what we were promised, and I kind of dug in to find out what was going on. And over the past month, as a registered investment advisor, I've been digging into what the mutual fund companies are doing with our money. So that's kind of it's actually really enraging, and it's not my fault. But I think by the time we're done, people are going to be a little upset.
Well, your latest piece of the AmericanSpectator.org, mutual funds are using your money to push ESG. We're all social justice warriors now. The mutual fund industry has gone woke. What do you mean?
Well, first I want to take a step back and explain what a mutual fund is. And I know it sounds, now everybody knows what a mutual fund is, but I'm not so sure. Because a mutual fund is really an investment company. So when we send our money to the investment company, they take our dollars and they invest in stocks like Apple or Chevron or IBM. But when they invest in those stocks, you and I don't own those stocks. The investment company owns the stocks. And that's important because when they own stocks, they get to vote the proxies. They get to vote on what's going on at the board of directors level at the companies. The mutual fund companies believe, based on the theory of stewardship and fiduciary responsibility, and this is, stewardship's not new, but where they're going with this is kind of recent. They believe that climate change, ESG, is an existential threat to us as investors and to the companies that we are that they are investing in. So they have taken it upon themselves as fiduciaries to represent us, me and you, and the Zeoli Army, to use their proxy power to engage, their word, not mine, the companies that they're investing in. Now, when they say engage, I have this vision of like Tony Soprano engaging. You know, you're going to do what I say.
Right.
So Yeah, right. So the mutual fund companies, well, I'll just take Vanguard as an example, because they're the 800-pound gorilla right now, and they're local. Everybody knows Vanguard. Vanguard has decided that it's in our best interest that they engage the corporations and change them so that they are woke, so that they are, for example, adhering to the Paris Accords and are have policies to go carbon neutral by 2050. And so I'm in a position as a fiduciary, because I manage assets and I use Vanguard funds. So I'm in a position where I have clients who are, let's face it, some are righties and some are lefties. Well, the righties don't want this. They don't want their money used this way. The lefties do. So I started researching and trying to find an alternative for Vanguard. And you never guess what I found. I can't find one. I actually looked at the top 10 mutual fund companies based on what Financial Planning Magazine put out last October, and every single one of them has gone woke. Every one. And as a matter of fact, I took a screenshot and I put it on Twitter today. I think you saw it. And I have what the top 10 mutual fund companies are doing with regard to ESG and wokeness and diversity, equity, and inclusion. All the social justice stuff, they are taking our money, our 401k money, our mutual fund money, and they're using it against us. Now, nobody in the Zioli Army, I don't think, would vote for a political candidate that is promising this, and you know, to go woke and all this stuff. And nobody in Zioli would probably contribute their dollars voluntarily to this situation. But we are, and we don't even know it. And that's why I said it's enraging, because we didn't even know we were doing it, and we didn't know they were doing it. But we're all social justice warriors now, because our dollars are being used for that purpose.
And the question that I think is important is it's twofold, right? I mean, number one is they're choosing to invest in woke companies, and also choosing to divest from companies that are, say, like gun companies, for example. But this goes even further, your piece at spectator.org, that they're actually strong-arming corporate boards of directors to embrace environmental, social, or governance. So it's really, I mean, there's two things going on here, right?
That's exactly right. They can, if you want to invest in vehicles that are ESG-specific, you can do that. There are ESG-specific mutual funds in the marketplace, and if that is your choice, have at it. But if you choose not to invest in this ESG-specific funds, you're still doing it, because they're using our dollars and instead of changing the boards. So you're right. Vanguard and all the mutual fund companies, they could divest from these companies and say, no, we don't want anything to do with these companies. But if they divest, and I've read several of these mutual fund companies say this, if they divest from Chevron, for example, then they lose their voice. They lose their power. And power is really important to them to change Chevron, for example, or IBM, or any of them. That's the problem, is that they can choose to divest, but they don't. Instead, they choose to change. They change the boards.
And this is really, you know, frustrating to me, because I my plan's in Vanguard as well through our company. And John Galloway, who was a part of the Obama administration, is now head of stewardship at Vanguard, who said, fundamentally, climate change is a risk to our investors. So we use our investor stewardship program to engage with companies to protect long-term shareholder value.
Right, because climate change and ESG and diversity, equity, inclusion, they're all risks to the companies that they invest in. So those companies, you better have a plan, you better change to address this, because it's in our best interest as the investment company, and we are good stewards of Rich Zioli's money, so you better change. Now, Rich, it's crazy, because they're doing this under the guise of fiduciary responsibility. But I have a fiduciary responsibility as an investment manager. By the way, your 401k plan, whoever runs your 401k plan, also has a fiduciary responsibility. There's fiduciary responsibility all over the place. And they are breaking the chain of fiduciary responsibility because there's no alternative for you. If all you have are Vanguard funds, then what are you going to do? If all you have are T. Rowe Price funds, what are you going to do? So, frankly, I can't find a mutual fund company that's not doing this. I think there might be one called the Timothy Plan that I haven't looked into. It's very small, and it's based on Christian values. So somebody actually reached out to me from their organization and said, we don't do this. But besides them, I have no idea what to do with people's money.
And when I think about this, Rich Weinstein's with me, his latest piece, spectator.org, mutual funds are using money to push ESG. We're all social justice warriors now. I mean, first and foremost, the mutual funds, in my opinion, their responsibility should be to make me money so that I can retire. That should be their overall goal here. It should not be trying to transform companies for a woke agenda. And I personally, right now, I think like a lot of Americans, we're getting killed right now in our 401k plans and our mutual funds. We're all getting killed, and it frustrates me because I think your job should be just to make money for me so that I can retire someday.
Right, but a fiduciary, quote unquote, is. Their role is to manage risk. So they are taking that, they have expanded the term fiduciary to say, you see where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah. It's not just the risk that I'll lose money. It's now the risk that climate change will destroy the planet and then I won't be able to spend my money. So because of that, now they have a fiduciary responsibility. I mean, you got to go a long way to justify this, but I'm trying to use their woke mindset. So now we got to make sure that we don't let the icebergs melt, because that could then mean you can't retire anyway and your money's useless.
Right. And it just so happens every mutual fund company came to this conclusion at the same time.
Right.
It's not like they, dare I say, colluded. They're actually all members of these global organizations. Vanguard was at the forefront of starting a group called ISG, and International Stewardship Group, I think it's called. And that's actually kind of where Vanguard led me when I started looking into Vanguard. And then I see that T. Rowe Price, the head of this ISG group, the chairperson, is somebody from T. Rowe Price. So that takes me down the rabbit hole. Then I start seeing the pension companies, the state pension funds are going in this direction. And actually, you know, there is some good news, though. Some attorney generals are actually filing suit because they don't want their state pension money to be used for this woke agenda. So there are some lawsuits pending. But I think what we really need is, you remember about 20, 30 years ago, there was only leftist news sources out there, and this guy named Rupert Murdoch started Fox News, and he gave a voice. Great. We might need a Fox News of mutual fund companies. And I think if there was a mutual fund company that didn't do this, and it became really publicly known, well known what was going on, I think there would be an onslaught on these mutual fund companies. Everybody would go to the Fox News of mutual fund companies. You know what I mean? Because it's capitalism can fix this, but first it has to be known. I think this is a failure in capitalism.
And do people have the ability, if they work for a corporation that uses one of these woke investment firms, whether it's BlackRock, Vanguard, American Fund, Fidelity, T. Rowe Price, or the others you write about, Rich? I mean, if my company uses Fidelity and I don't want this happening, what options do I have?
Well, you have a couple. First, you can talk to your plan administrator, but I'm not sure how well that's going to work. The second thing you can do is, if you were over the age of 59 and a half, you can do what's called an in-service withdrawal from your 401k. So you can open up an IRA anywhere you want and do an in-service withdrawal and withdraw funds from your 401k plan and roll it into an IRA. Then you can make your own decisions. So that's one option. The other option is, but if you talk to your 401k plan administrator and you say, no, I don't want these funds, I guess they can make it what's called a self-directed plan where you're not limited to the funds that are being offered to you. You can actually open up, say, a brokerage account and manage it yourself. But that's a pretty long haul. I mean, that's going to take some time to work through the company. The quickest thing to do is to open up an IRA if you're over the age of 59 and a half and do an in-service withdrawal and get your money out of those funds and manage it yourself or find somebody to manage it for you.
It's just, I think for a lot of us right now, it's frustrating because once again, this is just another thing that seems to be completely out of our control, that goes against our values, and we once again have no say. And these companies are so powerful, as you point out in your article, $22 trillion that they're able to go to companies and say, hey, you better do what we want or else. To your Tony Soprano analogy, I mean, that's a lot of power that these companies have.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes we're playing a massive game of whack-a-mole, and the left is very, very good. Don't ever underestimate them. They are very good. So what they're doing right now is they're if they can't get policy through the government level, then they use the non-government level. They use non-government organizations. That's basically what we're talking about now. We're talking about non-government organizations, the mutual fund companies in this case, who are enforcing government policies with our money by strong-arming the corporate boards. And these NGOs, in my opinion, the NGOs, not just the fund companies, all the NGOs, are a real problem because they are really controlling what's going on. Because if they can't get it through government and in the open, they do it behind the scenes through the NGOs. It's very smart. It's very devious. And that's why every time I look up, I'm whacking another NGO down because they keep popping up. And I'm like, oh, my God, these guys are so good. What else is going on that we don't even know about?
Rich Weinstein, follow him on Twitter at PhillyRich1 and take a look at his article at spectator.org. Rich, great stuff as always. Fantastic investigative journalism. And we appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day, everybody.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.